We are 103.9 WDKX, Rochester's number one station for R&B, hip-hop, throwbacks, health beats, Nurse Boyk, every Tuesday. Make sure you're tuning in. Now, this has a bit of a review topic with a health topic. Good morning, Nurse Boyk. How are you?
Good morning. I am fantabulous. It's a terrific Tuesday for me.
Now, I don't want to ruin it. I saw the Bob Marley movie over the weekend, and you said you saw it too, but you had a bit of a nurse's take on it.
Right. Of course, I watched it through the lens of the nurse. It is very well made. I encourage everybody to go out and see it. And, you know, and we know that Bob Marley died from cancer, a very rare form of skin cancer, at the age of 36. But we have seen the cancer diagnosis come up again and again and again since the new year, you know, starting with the death of Dexter Scott King, the son of Martin Luther King and Coretta Scott King, you know, 56 years old. Then we see the diagnosis of King Charles in England with cancer. They didn't say what type, but he was stepping back from his duties. And so it led me to want to ask the community, if you were diagnosed with cancer today, can you step back from your duties?
What do you mean as far as, you know, household, you know, number one provider, one of two providers, away from my job?
Away from your job? Can you leave the job duties? Can you be in a situation where you're so debilitated where you're unable to care for children or aging parents that you can't take your pet to the vet? If you had to step back from all of that, are you in a position to do that with a cancer diagnosis today?
Wait a minute, Nurse Boyk. Who's going to pay for these kids? Who's going to take care of this household and make sure the rent and the mortgage is paid?
Exactly. So if that is your response to that question, then I am asking you to go to your healthcare provider and get a checkup. I have been asking for years and I'm still asking. One blood test, if you don't ask for nothing else, it is a CMP, Comprehensive Metabolic Panel. It looks at every system in your body. And if those numbers are off, further testing will be needed. But let's just start there so that we are looking at being able to not have to step back. If I can't step back, but I'm going to make sure that if I am the person that is responsible for this family, I am the breadwinner, I am that person, then I need to make sure that I'm in optimal health.
All right. Blood work, number one thing. All right. Well, then there's the other end of it. One, how much is this going to cost? And two, I don't think I really want to know if there is something going on. Now, there are people that are afraid of doctors, afraid of hospitals, afraid of needles, afraid to know the facts. And there are people that don't even know sometimes their family history, let's be honest.
Right. And when you look at the research around family history in the case of the situation with Bob Marley, you know, his cancer was a very rare form of cancer that was genetic related. We look at skin cancer and we think, oh, this is related to being in the sun. You should just stay out of the sun. But that wasn't the case. And so we know that our behavior, even our zip code, is a greater indicator of your health outcomes than DNA. So let's look at what we're doing to be our healthiest self. Are we following up? Are we taking care of business? Because look, your mouth may say yes, your blood pressure going to say no. No matter what you do, your body will respond mentally and physically.
We are 103.9 WDKX Health Beats every Tuesday morning. Make sure you listen to WDKX app or WDKX.com for the podcast for previous shows discussing health. What was your overall thought of the movie?
Excellent. You know I got to go see it again.
Bob Marley?
Oh, yeah. I got to go see it again. I got to go see it again.
It's going to be interesting. Hopefully it does some decent numbers and we support this movie going forward, because we got a lot of sort of black heroes that have stories that have not been told. And so it'd be great to hear more of them. But let's take it one story at a time.
Yes.
We are 103.9 WDKX.